Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and hello again. I'm Kay Thompson, and this is Kay Thompson Live, and we're going to get right into the show today because we have a lot to talk about. And the first thing that we're going to be talking about, as a matter of fact, is about Sunny Sutherland. You all probably might remember the story of Sunny Sutherland, who is a dear friend here at GoPro Radio, here at GoPro Radio, with whole crew here, with Ty and Sean and Ayana, Byron, and so forth and so on. And this is about him suing the city because of the court had taken away. This is about his children. They were taken away by foster care, and the highest court in the land upheld the decision from the United States Court of Appeals, Second Circuit, allowing Sutherland to sue Timothy Wu, who is the caseworker, who submitted false statements to a family court judge in order to obtain a warrant that led to the wrongful removal of the Sutherland children from their home. Now, this case dates back to 1997, when Wu, armed with the support of the supervisor, obtained a warrant to enter and remove the Sutherland children from their Brooklyn apartment. Now, we've been following this for a long time, and I remember Sunny way prior to this. So we all know about the case, and we're going to be finding out more about the cases from his attorney, Brian King, who is with us here. When I say us, my son Eric is here, Eric Payne, and we're going to be talking to Brian to find out exactly what's going on and what's happening up to this particular point. Please get out your pens and papers. We'd like you to call and participate in this conversation because it's very, very serious. This is about foster care, the foster care department, overstepping their bounds, and it seems to be something wrong with this whole thing. Okay, here Sonny is. He won what he had to win, and then we're right back to something else. So, Brian?
Hello, everyone, and thank you, Kay. So, yes, my name is Brian King. I'm an attorney. I entered my appearance on Sonny's case on April 30th, which is just basically a month ago. And since the time I've been in that case, I've noticed a lot of things in it that that represent to me that this is one of the biggest civil rights cases we've seen probably since, I dare say, Brown v. Board of Education.
Wow.
So,
why do you say that? You say it's a big civil rights case?
Well, this case is about the fundamental right of a family to remain intact.
Uh-huh.
As you stated, social worker, Timothy Wu,
mm-hmm.
who worked for the city of New York, he went and he filed a false affidavit in a state court. It turned out to be untrue, but he used that affidavit to go into Sutherland's house. While he was in the house, he looked around. He made up some other allegations about the children being dirty or something like that. And then on the basis of what he claims were observations of dirtiness, he removed the children from their home and from Mr. Sutherland's custody. The children did not return to Mr. Sutherland's custody for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I say it's in the vein of Brown v. Board of Education is because this is a black family that was intact. There's a video from the night before that Mr. Wu came in. It was a birthday party for one of the children. They were having a great time. They were clean. They were well behaved. They were eating. They were enjoying themselves. And it's just agonizing to know that someone came in there and made up some allegations against Mr. Sutherland to remove them. And it never ended because once Mr. Wu discovered that what he had done was illegal, he started trying to cover his tracks and he made up even more allegations, some of which still persist. And we're doing all we can to get rid of those. But the fact is, the allegations he made up about Mr. Sutherland are defamatory. They're untrue. All the kids deny it. Essentially, the allegations are that Mr. Sutherland abused his kids. But the fact is, the family court never interviewed any of them. The family court just essentially let I don't know how the family court came to the conclusion that he abused the kids, because Mr. Wu claims as of last week that he lost all the transcripts from the family court proceedings.
Whoa. But he didn't the court rule in favor of
in
favor of Sonny Sutherland.
I think you're referring to the Supreme Court ruling,
right?
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling,
yes.
And also
the highest court.
So, well, let me go back a little bit.
Yeah.
The case was first filed in 1999,
mm-hmm.
And it's been pending, going through a lot of procedural things for the time intervening. In 2011, or it may have been 2010, the district court entered a judgment in favor of Defendant Wu, and in 2012, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals overturned that decision,
mm-hmm.
And found that Wu may be held liable on a number of claims, including violations of procedural due process,
mm-hmm.
and unlawful search, and also unlawful seizure. At that time, Wu did appeal to the United States Supreme Court. Sonny had pro bono counsel, a very prestigious and well-heeled law firm called Lancer and Kubitschek. And Ms. Kubitschek authored a brief that I thought was one of the best Supreme Court briefs I've ever seen in my life. And she pretty much set forth all the reasons why the Mr. Sutherland and his children are entitled to prove that Mr. Wu did violate their civil rights. The Supreme Court agreed, apparently, with Ms. Kubitschek's brief and with Sutherland children and Mr. Sutherland, because the Supreme Court denied Wu's application for the case to be, granted writ of certiorari, which is a fancy term for the Supreme Court denied Mr. Wu the opportunity to argue his case. So that's where we are now. We are back in the district court, and apparently the district court thinks that we should go to trial. I discovered some things over the last few days that indicates that there's no need for a trial. Mr. Wu is liable as a matter of law.
Well, under what basis are they talking about there's no need for a trial?
Well, I'm saying there's no need for a trial because the facts in the case that Mr. Wu has put forward could never satisfy the standard he needs to satisfy to prove that he did not violate these children and Mr. Sutherland's civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the standard by which a judgment must be rendered as a matter of law. Now, there seems to be some resistance to that option, and it's because this case, if liability is established, may have some of the hugest damage figures again that we've seen in a long time in a civil rights case. So there are a lot of people interested in this case, and you see a lot of people, I won't say any names, but you see some government officials really trying their best to make sure that that damage figure never gets calculated. That is, there is a lot of resistance to Mr. Sutherland getting a fair trial, he and his children. I was in court the other day, and the lawyer that's supposed to be representing the Sutherland children, he went on the record and made complete misstatements. He totally misrepresented the children's positions. And I said something right away, and then I noticed later that the transcript of the proceedings had been deleted. And so I don't know who deleted those transcripts.
I don't know why.
Isn't
that illegal in a legal court? What is going on?
You know, me being an attorney, an officer of the court, I am prohibited from accusing any judge or any other, basically any judge of anything illegal. And so the fact that a transcript and a proceeding that a judge was presiding over ended up missing, I'm not the one to say that the judge was responsible for it. I'll just say that the transcript is actually proof that this attorney is working against his own clients. And it's just amazing that somebody in that courthouse thought it appropriate to remove the transcript that proves that.
Let me ask. Let me play the person who doesn't know much about this case.
Okay.
First off, real quick off of that. Off of what the situation you just explained, is that unusual for transcripts to be deleted?
You know, I've seen cases where transcripts have been modified and things like that. If a transcript is missing, it's probably because there's too much material in there.
Somebody wants it.
Right. I'll give you an example. In this same case, I appeared on, I think it was May 14th. It was either May 7th or May 14th. I appeared in the court. It may have been May 8th, actually. If I had some notes mm-hmm. from that, I would show you. I went into court. I had a conversation. We all did, the counselors and the judge. After that proceeding, a transcript was posted onto the what's called the PACER. That's where federal documents in federal courts are available electronically. When I went to look at the transcript, a considerable portion of the conversation I had with the court and a considerable portion of the things the judge said and other attorneys said there was missing from the transcript. Now, you know, someone may say, well, why do we take your word for it? It just so happens that I had friends who were in the court that day, and those friends sat with me after the appearance, and we talked about the conversation that I had with the judge and the counselors, and it's just a certainty that many of those conversations never appeared in the transcript. Now, again, I'm not accusing any judge of doing that because I don't have any facts as to a judge doing something like that.
Well, obviously, somebody did something in that courtroom.
Let me get back to my first question. Is it unusual, just for the lay people out there that aren't your lawyers, you guys get a little caught up in their lawyer stuff. Is it unusual in a court's proceeding that transcripts go deleted or altered?
I've seen it happen. It's not something that is very common, but I've seen it happen in cases where there's a particular political interest. I think a lot of people assume that judges aren't interested in cases or that lawyers don't have political connections that can somehow influence what a court reporter ends up putting in a transcript. The fact is, seen transcripts change. Mm-hmm. And so it's unusual in the sense that it's not consistent with anyone's conception of justice, the idea that the proceedings in front of a judge could somehow need to be modified in order for someone to have an advantage in the case.
So it's something that's not supposed to happen when you
absolutely
think about the court.
Not.
That's what I'm trying to get
and
at.
No court will ever admit it. No one will ever admit that they modified a transcript.
I see. And it kind of flies in the face of the whole truth and nothing but the truth, does it? I mean, when you think about justice and us being able to go to the court system and get justice, allegedly, when the court reporter, the stenographer is sitting there typing in everything that's supposed to have happened, and you begin to talk about and realize that some of those things from the transcript have been deleted or altered, it suggests to me, as the average person on the street, that's not exactly what you would expect when you go to a court to think that you're trying to get justice.
Absolutely not. Now, people, when we go to law school, we were told that there's such thing as the law and that judges are there to apply it and that the law is written down in books. But once we start the practicing law, we start to discover that even sometimes when you're absolutely right on the law and all the facts are in your favor, that there will be some element of the case, some component of the case, something kind of ineffable about it that will prevent you from prevailing. And sometimes that's achieved by things either being inserted into a transcript or removed from a transcript.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, what is it that this case, that this particular situation, this suit that you're bringing now, what are you trying to achieve?
Well, again, this suit has been going on since 99. I entered my appearance and also I just want everyone to know it's in the Eastern District of New York. That's a federal court that sits in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. There's a courthouse in Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I entered my appearance only 30 days ago. I was familiar with the case, and it's because I represented Mr. Sutherland and the Sutherland children in the landlord-tenant court, and also I represented Mr. Sutherland in some other matters, some of which are related to this case. I didn't enter my appearance in the case until a month ago because I thought that the attorney that was representing the children was going to represent their interests faithfully. Mr. Sutherland contacted me about a month ago and said and told me about some things that were happening and how he was not permitted to get any type of documents from the other side to prepare his case. And I thought that maybe if I were to go in, that I would be able to get those documents and help him prepare his case and try the case for him.
You being a member of the court.
That's right. So I went in, I entered my appearance, and the first thing the judge told me was that I wasn't going to get any documents to help Mr. Sutherland prepare his case. And then she proceeded to tell Mr. Wu's counsel that they could have additional documents to help Mr. Wu lodge his defense.
Whoa. Let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, is that normal? Or is that
legal?
Is that well, fair is what I'm getting at.
Well, no, it's not fair, and fairness is subjective. So I want to say it's you can't have a fair trial if you don't get a chance to go and ask the other side what it prepares to present at trial, and also what type of documents it has that may show that it that it's entitled to the thing it's seeking. If Mr. Wu is seeking a defense, and I think Cave, if you look over there, if Mr. Wu is seeking a defense on some legal basis, he is supposed to turn over documents and he's supposed to answer questions actually about that defense. Mr. Sutherland, in the 14 years this case has been pending, Mr. Wu has not answered one of Mr. Sutherland's questions, not given him one document.
Okay. He hasn't done anything. The time,
yeah.
I think that
we're going to go for a break right now. I'm getting the high sign from Shauna, in the engineering room. So we will be right back with this story. This is outrageous, really.
Absolutely.
You know, to go into a court of law and then have papers lost, you have got to be kidding. There must be something that can be done, and we want to find out about it today.
Great.
Want everybody to listen. Call your friends, call your family, because this is some dirty stuff.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back, everyone. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Nina Markow. I'll be ringing up your purchase today. My associate, Shauna Glover, will bag your item.
Hey there.
Hey, nice to meet both of you. Let's see. Pork rinds, grape soda, genetically modified strawberries.
Yeah.
No me gusta.
Oh.
Okay, I don't want to offend you or anything, but none of this stuff is good for you.
It can't be that bad.
You're practically digging your grave with your teeth.
Nice.
But don't worry, there are healthier choices that are just as delicious. You can try some dried kale instead of potato chips.
Hmm. Or even actual grape juice in the place of the purple liquid cavities.
Right.
Also organic fruit instead of the GMOs.
Hmm. You guys have some good ideas, but how do you know so much about good eating? Sean and I host the brand new talk show Food Wrap every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the GoPro Radio Network.
Yeah, it's the brand new radio show that's all about good eating. Nina and I will take you on a delicious journey through the latest trends and traditions in alternative eating from the everyday person's perspective.
Wait a minute, I heard about that show, Food Wrap, on the GoPro Radio Network, right?
Yes, it's the perfect weekly digest for anyone looking to beef up on food facts and share their own discoveries.
All right, that's it. I'm putting all this junk back, and I'm making better choices. And the first choice I'm making is to tune into Food Wrap every week from now on. That's every Saturday at 3 p.m. on the GoPro Radio Network.
At www.goproradio.com.
Your talk never tasted so good.
Right, because you know I can't.
Come here. And okay, we are back. Kay Thompson here. Kay Thompson live with my son Eric Payne and with
Brian King.
Brian King, who is the who is Sonny Sutherland's attorney, about his case that has been going on since 1997 when Sonny Sutherland, who is a friend here, a partner here at GoPro Radio Network for years and years, and I've known Sonny even, I think, during the first year that I started at WLIB Radio.
Wow.
So that goes back a long, long, long time. And I remember when Sonny, you know, used to pick up his kids and they would give me rides home in Jersey, and he and Ty, and he was a devoted and still is a devoted family man. His kids are wonderful. And then his children were taken away from him. And all this time that he has not been able to see his children, okay?
Well, I want to, if I may
say. He's seen them. He has them back.
They came back eventually. And, you know, there's another important point. While they were in the foster care system, that 7 years of separation, they were constantly running away from the foster care system and going and reuniting with their dad. Mm-hmm. And it was getting him and them in trouble, but they loved and missed their dad so much. They faced a lot of abuse and maltreatment in the foster care system. I met these children about a little over a year ago, right around the time when the Second Circuit Court of Appeals issued its decision saying that Wu could be held liable, okay? And I was curious. I was like, okay, well, maybe, you know, Sonny's been accused by Wu in later proceedings of abusing these kids.
Well, who is this Wu? Why is he still around? Why isn't he being, you know, taken into court? Why can't
he
be
sued? Well, that's the defendant.
Yeah, but they're all protecting him. Isn't this interesting?
Well, again, I'll say is if Mr. Sutherland and the children win, the damages will be astronomical.
Yeah, tough.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of money that the city will have to dig into their pocket and perhaps pay.
Well, they deserve it. The family deserve it. Look at what has happened to them.
Well, but here's what they've been trying to say. Wu went out there and slandered them and said that Sonny was abusing them. Now, I sat down with them over a year ago before I was involved in the case. All of them to a person said, listen, I never experienced any abuse until I went into the foster care system and those families abused me. Wu made up an allegation of sexual abuse about one of the children. She came, I sat in with her and told me, and she told me that Wu came to her and asked her to say that so that she, and he said he would help her with some legal matters she had, some criminal legal matters she had. And she actually took it back later in an affidavit. But again, nobody wants to hear from her now, right? Because
and another thing, Eric, now I talked to Sonny, you know, several months ago. And he had his son in with him, you know, and I forget his son's name.
But whether Sonny Sutherland Jr., there's Nathaniel.
But he was telling me about the terrible treatment that they were having, going from one place to the other, and the abusive system.
Right.
It is an abusive system.
Right.
So let me understand what it is exactly, because I'm a little confused. And, and I, like I said, I want to give the perspective of the listener. So Mr. Sutherland's kids were taken away unlawfully from him. They were away for 7 years by the court system or family services system in the state of New York, and now they're back.
Right.
So what is the case? You're bringing a lawsuit against the city for damages? What is the what you're trying to achieve?
Well, the suit originally was against the city of New York and a number of other plaintiffs, a number of other defendants, including Mr. Wu. Because of legal maneuvering on the part of the city, Mr. Wu is the last remaining defendant.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the city has been dismissed from the case. A number of other people who may have been culpable are no longer in the case. And now it really comes down to, is Mr. Wu going to be liable for these constitutional violations? The constitutional violations include an unlawful search under the Fourth Amendment. Under the Fourth Amendment, you cannot go into someone's home without probable cause.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you don't have probable cause, you have to have a search warrant. What Wu did is he went and filed an affidavit stating that he was going into the house to look for several children. It turns out that the children he put in the application were not Mr. Sutherland's children. They didn't have the same name. They were somebody else's kids. But he put that in the despite all the information in his file to the contrary, he put that in his affidavit to get into the house. Once he was in the house, he looked around. He made up a number of things to get the kids to in order to remove the children. Okay. Now, once he had removed the children, I think maybe someone realized that perhaps he could get in a lot of trouble, and so that's when he made up the sexual and the physical abuse allegations.
So this is a suit to because the injustice was done. So in effect, they're suing the system for doing for these injustices done to him and his family.
Right. Well, these are constitutional violations and. That
for violating the constitutional rights.
It said, you know, that's what civil rights is.
It's civil rights, right.
And so the Fourth Amendment violation is violates the right to privacy. The damages from that, it's hard to calculate those.
Right.
But the damage from the children being removed from their custody of their dad for 7 years and then facing abuse in the foster care system, that is under the procedural due process claim. That's another guarantee of the Constitution, procedural due process before you're deprived of life, liberty, property, life, liberty, something along those lines. I should know that, right? But right now we're dealing with liberty. And
so this is a suit to bring justice to a wrong that was done to this family and the repercussions that were suffered and experienced by the children, by the father, and also the seeming cover-up and people trying to cover their backsides. I'll say it. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about saying you're an officer of the court.
Exactly.
But to us common-sense people, we can see what's going on. You know, I understand how the legal system works. I have several lawyers in my family. I know that there's a certain language that you have to go to learn to school to learn how to speak in order for you to be able to speak in a courtroom. That's why us regular folks, even though something sounds very straightforward and logical, we can't speak.
Right.
Oh,
you know, because
you're doing pretty well. Go
I'm talking about in the court of law.
Right.
Now, we cannot speak for ourselves because we're not a member of the club, so to speak. Right.
That's fair.
That's it in a nutshell. Right. I mean, and I'm sure that every average person that has been in the courtroom that can answer the simple question, which might get objected to because it's not answered in the right way or framed in the right way, understands that there is a certain way that you have to speak in the courtroom.
Right.
And to order to do that, we need to get a lawyer. Or someone like that speaking. We can't speak on our behalf. It's been my experience.
That's right.
In courtrooms. So in order for them to get justice, here they come to you to get justice for them for those rights. And now
he is being blocked.
The representatives for the family court system, and they've found out that this individual acted unlawfully, allegedly,
Okay.
Right? And now someone needs to cover those tracks up, right? He needed to cover himself because he was doing things that were...
Right. And there's a lot of money on the line and so...
Woo is woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so then there's a lot of money on the line, right?
Yeah.
So some people higher up are watching this because the money coming that the city would have to pay could be, what you're saying, potentially astronomical and could potentially, sounds like to me, could rock the entire system.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let's rock it.
Well, I don't mind rocking it. And, you know, I have a reputation for rocking it. Mm-hmm. I just so happen to know Sonny Sutherland.
Yeah.
I think if he didn't know me, then there probably wouldn't be a lawyer in this town that'd be willing to touch this case because you can't get popular in this town when you're taking the city for, you know, down for millions of dollars or whatever you're trying to do, you know. Not unless, you know, you're taking them down for $1 million and giving some of it back, which, you know, I don't think Mr. Sutherland has any plan on doing that.
Regardless of whether it's the right thing to do.
Right.
And these are injustices that are suffered by people who don't have any other recourse, i.e. black and brown people maybe, or people who don't have the juice.
Well, I'll say this. I think this, you know, this case just happens to be about a black family.
Mm-hmm.
These cases do happen a lot, and it's rare that there's one that's so close to actually showing what this foster care system is like, how the rampant abuses of family rights in this country.
Mm-hmm.
There are white families, black families, Hispanic families, Asian families, you name it,
a lot
Jewish
of them
families.
Have experiences.
And I've seen the cases. Most of those cases, they get written off, you know, a little bit of time passes, and somehow they go away, right? And here, Mr. Sutherland's case has been around for 14 years, and, you know, it's supposed to go to trial next week. I don't know that it will, but it's supposed to go to trial next week. And here it is. He already won.
Yeah.
I think the only reason somebody wants us to go to trial is because they want to try to get a jury to think that he's an abuser so that the jury will say, oh, okay, we'll give him $1 in damage, him and the kids. And this is the strategy now that I see they're trying to carry out in the courtroom right now.
What can be done? What can be done by people listening to this? Now, I also want to let people know that, as you said, this isn't a victory yet, not at all. And now, Sonny is also the founder of a grassroots community group called the People's Advocacy Group, which serves as an educational support system. But also, a lot of these people have gone through the same thing.
Okay.
And a lot of people listening have gone through the same thing. The foster care system has got to be overhauled in some areas. Or at least the members of the court have to be honest, the judges, the attorneys for both, and also these workers who work in the foster care system. I remember doing a number of programs involved, you know, years ago on WLIB, and there were a number of different terrible things happening, and it was against the people because they couldn't afford to do anything else.
Right.
Time to stop that.
Now, is this rampant? I suppose this is a question. Because I would assume that we don't want to say it's an indictment of the entire system. But I guess the question is it rampant within the entire system? Are there some people that are trying to do the right thing and there are other people that...
Well, the short answer is no, it's not. It's not representative of the entire system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked for a federal judge in Illinois. And in that courthouse, I saw nothing but the utmost integrity.
Yeah.
And I've been in federal courthouses throughout this nation and in state courthouses. This case, it is a lot different in that there appears to be too much inertia for the defendant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just like to say that today's show is sponsored by On the Move Sounds, inspired by Ramia Abu Jamal. Buy a copy today, everyone, and buy a copy exclusively at bwmovingimages.com. That's right, at bwmovingimages.com. Watch the live stream and listen in at goproradio.com. That's when you hear all our shows here. There's a new donate button, by the way, on the homepage, so support the fastest-growing network in the galaxy.
This show. Make a mention that you're supporting the K. Thompson Live show when you make your donation,
and then go to a break, which we're going to be doing, and we're amused by that. That's a little levity, but you know, I'm really annoyed. I'm so annoyed that I am PO'd.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I'm angry. That
on the other side of
that,
this break.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go for a break, but for Sonny to have to go through this, he's been at this for such a long period of time. He does not deserve this.
He or the kids.
Or the kids. And we're going to keep this going now. Okay.
Right.
So you want to fight? Okay. We're ready. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
The GoPro Radio Network is proud to present our newest show, Food Wrap, hosted by food enthusiast Nina Markal and Shauna Glover. Together, they will chew the cud, so to speak, and take you on a mouth-watering journey to whet your appetite. They'll spill the beans on the latest food trends, beef up on food facts, and share their own discoveries. They'll also have special guest experts and feature piping hot segments like Strange But Food and Chop It Up. So tune in on Saturday, June 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the premiere of Food Wrap and get your food fix in. Why? Because, well, talk never tasted so good. That's Food Wrap only on the GoPro Radio Network at www.goproradio.com.
So all right, we're back now to Kay Thompson Live Show, talking to Brian
King.
I was going to say Brian Esquire, because you made the point of putting that on the end of your little name, counselor.
It's just for fun.
These lawyers.
Yeah, for fun.
These lawyers. But this is a very serious situation in the case of our friend Sonny Sutherland and the battle he was fighting against the powers that be to keep his family intact.
Right. Well, Kay asked me earlier, what can we do about it? You know, anyone that's out there listening, I can tell you now. Well, first of all, if you go tomorrow, if you go to the GoPro Radio Network on Facebook, that is Facebook, there's a GoPro Radio Network, I'm sorry, a GoPro Radio Network Facebook page.
That's right.
If you go there tomorrow, I'm going to have some documents up there for you to look at. If you have friends that have gone through a family law thing or something like that, or if any of you have gone through a family law thing, take a look at the documents. I think some of this stuff will look familiar to you about how state courts sometimes they don't accept the, you know, they kind of overlook lack of evidence and they take people's children away from them. They break families apart. Like I was saying earlier, this is not a race-based issue. This is something that's going on all across the country. This case just happens to be one of the most glaring examples of how far it can go and how many resources can be put into destroying a family and then covering it up. So I do want people to go to the GoPro Radio Network page on Facebook, and you'll be able to see some documents there. And, of course, there'll be legal documents. I'll try to put something up that's bullet pointed.
Yeah.
But I would like people, you know, to reach out to lawyers, reach out to groups that you know, and push it out. If you know people in Congress that may be interested in this, have them pay attention to this because this is huge.
It affects everybody in the entire country, by the way.
Right.
Absolutely. What I was going to suggest is perhaps we can put up a link or, you know, where they put support to Sonny Sutherland case or things like that. And we can encourage our friends on Facebook and people that might have similar experiences to go out there and go to the page, like it, or click support, or wherever the page is going to be designed. And let's try to get a movement going on Facebook. We have so many causes out there. This is one that is certainly not only affects Sonny's family, but like you said, Brian, a great many families across the country. And trying to get justice, so perhaps we can get something like that going.
Well, and by the way, our shows are archived.
Okay.
So if you go to our show, GoPro Radio, on GoPro Radio, and then just type in the K Thompson Live.
Mm-hmm.
My first name is spelled, by the way, everyone, K-A-E. So K Thompson Live. They can hear this all over again.
Right. They can get some background.
What about letter writing? What about calling the courts? What about really being pains in the neck to anybody who can listen in the court system?
Well, I think, you know, if we all rally behind this case, this case has already has the momentum.
Yeah.
And this case is the perfect case for showing everything that's wrong with the system. Everything that can go wrong with the system has gone wrong. It started off with a false affidavit. It next was false allegations of a house being dirty, which weren't even sufficient to justify a removal.
Mm-hmm.
Next was a false petition saying that there was abuse. Next was another false petition saying there was abuse. Next was some proceedings. We'll never know what happened in them because the transcripts, Wu lost them. Okay,
just happened to lose.
And the judge gave Wu a subpoena the other day to go into the family court records, and that the family court, in compliance with the subpoena, laid the whole file out, and there's orders missing, there's transcripts missing, there are other documents missing. Just last week, counsel for Wu handed me a document, which I suspect has been fabricated because it has the wrong docket number on it. It looks like someone put 3-2 instead of 2-3. Now, Now, to just to confirm that there's something wrong, today Wu's counsel put in another document where it's supposed to say 2-3, it says 3-2. And so one of the documents is false. I don't know which one.
Doesn't matter. Is there thievery going on, you know, in the court system with these documents?
Well, I don't know.
Somebody is stealing something, right?
If you find a bandit out there or a thief, I doubt that they're breaking into family court files late at night and stealing transcripts.
There's something going
on. But somehow these transcripts aren't there. And somehow they're not in Wu's file either. I can tell you the excuse Wu gave in a letter. His counsel said, maybe we lost those files in the storage loss after 9/11.
Whoa.
They're blaming terrorists for the file being missing. I don't know what... As far as I know, the building they're in is still intact after 9/11. It's over there on Church Street. And so the idea that somehow 9/11 caused them to lose not the whole file, not even a substantial portion of it, but just the parts that would make it difficult for Wu to win this case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Hmm.
Who is Wu affiliated with?
Well, he was a...
What kind of organization is he affiliated with?
I don't know. I think when it comes to how much money is at stake, he can find some friends out there, some people who will say, hey, we think we can help you here because if we save our friends that much money, then, you know, we have another new wealthy friend. And so I think, you know, I don't know.
We get the message.
Yeah, I don't know who he's affiliated with. It was said in the courtroom last week that he lives in North Carolina now. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know that he even works for the city.
He got out of Dodge, huh?
Yeah, I don't blame him. I don't know why he'd go to North Carolina. That's a Marine. There's a lot of Marine Corps bases in that state. I used to be stationed there. And as Marines, we were sworn to uphold and protect. I'm sorry. We were sworn to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign, domestic. And a person like Wu, I think he would be classified as the enemy.
That certainly sounds like it.
Well put, Marine.
Oh, boy. I tell you. We're going to do right?
Once a Marine, always a Marine, by the way.
I see.
I'm still defending and protecting the Constitution.
Yes, you are.
Like Wu.
Yes,
you know, I'll tell you one other amazing thing. The oath I took as a Marine, I took when I was 18 years old. That was about 20 years ago. I know I look a lot older than that. But anyway, the oath that lawyers and judges take, it doesn't even say protect and uphold the Constitution. And so I'm actually probably doing more to uphold and protect the Constitution than most lawyers or judges. And it's because I took that oath back when I was 18, and I've never wavered from it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So we have the feeling that the incentives for some people to kind of cover up Mr. Wu's mistakes or him to cover up the mistakes go beyond him, in other words.
Absolutely.
A little bit further up the food chain.
Well, I think there's a statute that would require that if he's found liable, that the city would have to pay the bill. I mean, they're footing the legal bill, so that lets you know that they probably do have some interest in him being
found,
you know, not liable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the requirement. I think the city would have to, let's say it were $100,000, the city would have to actually just write the check.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, of course, there's interest in it. You know, I don't know that Bloomberg has read about the case, but I don't know why he wouldn't have heard about it because somebody got to write a check, right? And it's the city.
Well, we hope that people from the from City Hall or wherever you're listening, the attorneys, the legal profession, if you're listening to this, why don't you pick up the phone or why not pick up the phone and get involved? Or, you know, just ask a couple of questions. If you have the integrity that you probably have when you went into law, don't you think that it would be a good thing for you to also help people who need for the law to work for them?
Absolutely.
Now, here we have a man here whose family was taken from him.
Right.
In 1997.
Right.
All right. And that's Sonny Sutherland. And he's been fighting all this time.
He and the children, by the way.
He and the
children. They were taken from their dad, and it harmed them.
And yes, it did, because they experienced a lot of horrible things.
That's right. And
at
they loved him.
They didn't even know where they were going.
That's
you know,
right.
I remember, because I talked to one of the sons.
That's
you know?
Right.
But you're saying also that they suffered abuse.
Yeah.
That's right.
In the foster care system directly because
that's
of
right.
the mistakes
that's where
the lies that Wu made up about Sutherland pale in comparison to the things these kids actually experienced in the foster care system.
I see.
But and here's the thing, that's another reason why it's very important from his perspective that he's never found liable in the city's perspective, because the stuff that happened to these kids, there were six of them, okay?
Yeah.
The stuff that happened to them horrifying.
So someone needs to be held accountable for it, and within the injustices in this system, and So the city or the certain individuals not willing to help admit that they're at fault, clearly, in their attempts to try to change the truth around or cover up the mistakes or the intentional deeds that were done.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what kind of story this would make? What kind of documentary?
Right. And also, I think that the Facebook page on the GoPro Radio Network Facebook mm-hmm. page is something really to we need to try and get some people
right.
to visit that page and support the efforts that you're trying to do to help bring justice to this gentleman.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, please do, because Sonny is Ty's good friend, and they're the ones who really started me in this.
Right.
You know, I remember when I was first on WLIB, and Ty called, and Sonny was there at WLIB at the time, you know, and he's brilliant.
Right.
You know, with technology and
he's
all this
smart.
Sort of thing, yeah.
So the reason this case got so far is because of him. Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he filed it originally in 97 and got all the way up on appeal and won on appeal, and then the children were appointed an attorney who's still in the case, unfortunately. But I won't say much more on that. But, I think the children are...
We get the message.
Yeah, they're starting to realize that he's not entirely representing their best mm-hmm. interests. In fact, I think one of them actually terminated his services as of yesterday.
Yeah. That was going to be my next question. Can the children terminate the services of these deceased court-appointed attorneys? And
Why have they,
if the case is against... the powers that be for the harm that was done to the Sutherland family, why do the children have an attorney? They're not on the side of their father, or is it?
Well, they are. The fact is they wanted – so what happened is once Sonny won on appeal, the court ordered that that he and the children be represented by one court-appointed attorney that was supposedly be working pro bono. I don't know whether he's really working pro bono or not. I know his office went from a small space to a very huge one. But anyway, what happened is Sonny realized early on that the guy was not pursuing the case faithfully and zealously. And so Sonny felt it was better that Sonny would go out on his own and do his own part. But, of course, because Sonny was by himself, the city never gave him any documents. He had no legal recourse to get him back.
Now, we're giving out this information. We're talking about it. And Sonny has talked about it before, and he's talked about it. What can we do? Now, people listening right now, what can they do right now? If it's writing letters, can they write letters to us here at BW Moving Images? All you have to do is go on GoPro Radio, and you can get the address of BW Moving Images right here in Jersey City. Also, can people write to the court? Can they do that? Can they call? You know, because you want to give some people something to do.
Well, I think if people go on their Facebook pages and they link up with this GoPro Radio Network and they get it out, they get the word out as to what's going on, I think people who have had experiences like this, if they talk to people who they know have had experiences like mm-hmm. this, and we all kind of rally at this Facebook page, that would be great. I also think that if you have a congressperson or someone that you know is interested in this and you know cares about family rights, mm-hmm. let them know. Let him or her know that this is going on.
Right.
Anybody that knows a lawyer out there that deals in family law, there's probably some interest in this case if people were to know about it. I think it's been relatively quiet on the internet, but if you go and look up the case Sutherland v. Wu, you'll see a lot about this. There's been some articles, and anything that goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court, there's going to be a little bit of interest.
And we need to, you know, share this link on Facebook, share it with you on your page. That's the most immediate thing you could do.
Yeah.
It's the internet nowadays. It's more immediate than writing letters. It's easier. It's more immediate, more powerful than writing letters and making phone calls. There are some 500 million people, I think, that are Facebook members throughout the world. So we're talking about a lot of people that can be galvanized really quickly, and that's what we need you to do. Share this information when you go to listen to this show on the GoPro Radio Network, Kay Thompson Live, about the situation and the fight, Sonny Sutherland's fight against the system and the child care system in the city of New York. Share this with other people. Let them know. Get behind it. And let them know that this case is just a spearhead case because, as you said, Brian, a great many people have similar stories.
I better, for good measure, spell the name. It's Sutherland, S-O-U.
I was just thinking that.
S-O-U-T-H.
E-R.
E-R-L-A-N-D.
Sonny Sutherland.
That's V. Wu, W-O-O. That's Timothy Wu. So it's Sonny Sutherland versus Timothy Wu. Again, that's W-O-O is Wu. Sutherland is S-O-U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D. Look it up. Of course, there'll be some stuff on the internet tomorrow.
Do that one more time, slower.
Okay, Sutherland.
This
well, first
is for
name is
people
Sonny.
Going on the internet, right?
Right. If you want to look them up right now, tonight, go on and Google, go S-O-N-N-Y Sutherland, S-O-U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D, and put in the name Timothy Wu, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y-W-O-O. And some stuff will come up. You'll be able to read about it. You'll see that this has been through many courts. You'll see, I think, some slanderous information, you know, some stuff out there about Mr. Sutherland and his children. It's not true. It's very unfortunate that Mr. Wu has resorted to that tactic, and we plan to hold him liable for that, too.
Once again, it's time for that break once again, and what we need to do is let you know that today's show is sponsored by On the Move, sounds inspired by Mumia Abu-Jamal, and you can buy a copy today exclusively at bwmovingimages.com. And we want you to watch the live stream and listen in at goproradio.com. You know, there's a new donate button. It's probably not that new, but we want if you've never been on the page and you never donated, it's probably new to you. So you can go to their homepage and help the fastest growing network in the whole doggone galaxy. And when you do that, make sure that you put that you're supporting the K Thompson Live Show when you make your donation. Let them know that you're there.
Yeah.
And we're going for a break.
Okay. Are we going for a break right now?
Hey,
ladies.
All right. If you're in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, aka Tri-State area, you're in the perfect spot to join a fast-growing community of energetic, political, creative, and eco-conscious activists focused on real climate change and environmental awareness. Now it's time to bring the fight to the airwaves. So we're calling all musicians, students, professionals, and earth lovers to get down with Eco-Socialist Horizons on the GoPro Radio Network and help tackle the greatest challenge humanity has ever faced. If you're interested in getting involved, and there are many ways that you can, both on and off the air, email us at ecohorizon@goproradio.com. That's Eco-Socialist Horizons with Joel Cavell and Quincy Saul, only on the GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. www.goproradio.com.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
Listen to the voices in your head. Listen to the voices right here, right now. Okay, we all like to eat, but do we eat well? Introducing Food Wrap, the brand new weekly show on the GoPro Radio Network that's all about good eating. I don't know if you've heard it, but remember, we introduced it, you know, last week. Nina and Markow and Sean and Glover will take you on a delicious journey through the latest trends and traditions in alternative eating from the everyday person's perspective, from culinary technology and restaurant reviews to discussions about the latest diet and nutrition, friends. Food Wrap is the perfect weekly digest for anyone looking to beef. What a play on words. To beef up on food facts and share their own discoveries. See, that just made me hungry, Eric. Anyway,
okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm listening to you read it.
The show includes juicy segments like Strange But Food, which features reviews about bizarre recipes from around the world, and Chop It Up, which features discussion and debate about the politics of food. Okay, you'll get tips on how to eat green on the cheap, and you'll have your chance to call in and chew the fat, no pun intended, with Nina, and Shauna, and their special expert guest.
Why do you keep messing up her name?
Nina Simone. I'm going to ask Nina if her name is Nina or Nina. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You know? Okay. Food Wrap premieres Saturday. It did premiere already. So log on to www.gopro.com and get your food fix in. Food Wrap. Talk never tasted so good. You see what me and my son and I go
through. I'm just you've met her. You talk to her at length. You see her every day, and you just...
What? Yeah.
I'm not understanding. Name is Nina.
Nina.
Okay.
Yeah. Food Wrap, Nina and Shauna. Right.
All right.
Live. Listen, thank you very much, Brian King, for coming in.
Well, thank you, Kay, for having me on.
You know, I have to
tell you. Is your last name King? Maybe she changed your last name. I don't know.
You want me to change it?
Oh, okay.
I
am about to say.
No, Brian
King. No, King works.
Oh,
yeah,
King works.
That works. So,
you'll answer to that.
Yeah, King works. Okay. All right, now, listen, you're going to be calling in here. giving us updates. I want to know the update next Wednesday, the week after, and we're going to be talking and talking and building. We want people to call. We want people to call. We want them to write. You can call whenever you want to call here when we're on the air. And I didn't give that number out, but the number to call here.
323-679-0906.
Right.
Once again, 323-679-0906. And as we said, we're coming around.
Down.
And you could write that down. That's when you could call in anytime when we're on live here on GoPro Radio Network on the Kay Thompson Live Show. And to call in and help us with the discussion or give us some advice or lend your support.
Right, right.
Lend your support.
And all they have to do, too, in going to, you know, hear the show, you know, is when you go to GoPro Radio Network and then you go to the date that the show is on the air.
If you want to hear shows that have gone by, and you can listen to the shows at any time.
They're archived.
You can listen to it live or you can listen to the shows that are archived, past shows,
so
and get more information about this particular case.
Okay.
You know, and also I'm going to have that date that I, you know, interviewed Sunny, you know, several months ago, you know, and have that ready for on the air also, you know, for people, because this is really important.
Absolutely.
You know, it just makes you sick to the stomach to think that the foster care system that is supposed to help people, help kids,
has these holes in it. Not the less. We want to shy away from.
I should talk about the whole thing.
There you go. Let's be.
Well, here's the fact. If they can do this to Sonny and to Sonny's children, it can happen to anyone.
That's
right.
Especially
anyone.
If they're willing to put this many resources into it for over 16 years. If documents get changed, if transcripts get removed, if false affidavits, false petitions, false allegations, slander. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
They go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, lose there, and now they'll do anything to give them an unfair trial.
Yeah.
We're all in danger. No family's safe if this can happen, if they can get away with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's a terrible thing to think that the court system would really even be involved with something like this.
Not
the whole court system, but, you know, for them to really, you know, you go to them for help.
Well, yeah, I don't know whether it's the court system
per
se,
taxes
or if it's just
are helping to pay their salaries. Right?
Individuals within the system.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, there you go.
The safest way to say
who we don't know who they are, but you know, we don't know whether it's a judge or if it's a clerk or something.
Right.
But we do know that Mr. Wu will say anything and do anything to avoid liability.
Boy, I'm telling you, this is really something. We are running out of time, and I want to say thank you to you, Brian.
Well, thank you again, Kay.
We're fighting a good fight.
Yeah. You're really, you know, right up there in the trenches. This is a civil rights issue.
Absolutely.
It reminds you of what, Martin Luther King?
Well, no.
Malcolm,
you know, it's the promise of every American, not just black folks. Martin Luther King marched for civil rights.
Right.
This is a much broader civil rights. This is about families. Everybody's got a family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people who don't, we all wish they had one, right?
And we're responsible for our brothers and sisters.
Why would Wu come and steal?
Why?
From their dad, steal these kids from the dad, and steal the kids, and steal the dad from the kids.
Yeah, why?
They're all devastated by it, but they came back together. They're all together now.
Yeah.
It's just they had to go through so much just to reunite.
Right, and they lost that time.
That's right, and they're all hurt.
And the ramifications of them, of this guy's either mistake, and a mistake that he was trying to cover up, or an intentional thing that
but
he chose.
But why would he do something like this? This is cruel.
He's perverse. He's an enemy of the Constitution.
He's an enemy of the Constitution. Hear, hear.
I think I know one when I see one. I was trained.
Yeah.
And, and that was an oath I took when I was 18. And again, I've never looked back and thought I had any other role but to make sure I was going to protect the Constitution. That's why I became a lawyer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I felt that role was for me.
Yeah.
You know, in the Marines, you do it one way, and then as a lawyer, you do it another, but I feel more strongly about it, I think, than most lawyers.
Yeah. I see.
Well, we're glad you're around.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
One of the good ones.
Maine. Boy, I'm telling you, this is absolutely unreal. Anyway, we are going to be here next week, and we want people to call in and get that number down. Eric, what's that number again? The 323.
Well, when you listen to the show, you can call in at 323-679-0906.
Right.
You can call in to speak with us, ask questions, or just lend your support.
Yeah.
We're going to be here once again next Wednesday, 8 o'clock, or you can listen to the show archived on the GoProRadio.com network. Go to Kay Thompson Live. Listen to this show or other shows as well. And do we want to read? Yep. 1 minute to the end of the show, so we're going to let you know that today's show,
it's sponsored by On the Move Sounds. It just jumped up a little bit.
Right, right.
You know, the copy. Today's show is sponsored by On the Move Sounds, inspired by Momia Abu-Jamal. Buy a copy today exclusively at bwmovingimages.com. All you have to do is go to your computer, bwmovingimages.com. Watch the live stream and listen in at goproradio.com. There's a new donate button on the homepage, so support the fastest growing network in the galaxy. Make sure you put down that you are supporting the Kay Thompson Live Show when you're making your donation. Please do that. We need to stay on the air. We need for this network to continue on. You see the important stories that we're bringing? If you have a story, share, and we will put you on the air.
See you next week. You
okay? Kay Thompson Live.
I'm Eric Payne. You're Kay Thompson.
I'm Brian King.
Bye. Bye-bye.